Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good, and hopefully everybody can hear me. We're going to try this one more time. So we tried earlier today, and it was just crazy. So we're going to try again, and hopefully we won't have all that. Hopefully you're having a great day, and you are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I would love to talk to you tonight and help you find those answers that you're seeking. And how you do that, and how you get to talk to me is very easy, actually. It's 347-327-9316. You get to talk to Rose first, and then Rose will get some information from you, and then she'll put you on the switchboard, and I'll talk to you as quick as possible. All right, please be patient with me. I do have a few callers already, so please be patient. You know, we do our very best to get you on. I can't always promise that you'll get on with me, but we'll see. All right? But the call number is 347-327-9316, and we do offer free readings here. And I would ask you to have one question per caller, please. One question per caller. All right. Let's go ahead, and I actually didn't pull a card for this show. So let's go ahead and pull a card really quick here. And the card I picked is the Purification Water Card, Emotional Cleansing, Rejuvenation. And a lot of us are going through that right now. We're going through an emotional cleansing place in our lives and rejuvenating ourselves, rejuvenating the spirit within us. And so that's where we are. And, you know, Spirit just comes in here tonight saying, hey, you know what? This is necessary for your spiritual evolution, and we know that. It's just hard going through that. And so if that's happening with you, just let it go and let it flow, all right? All right. Let's go ahead, and let me give you some information really quick. My personal website, Where you can set up full readings with me is www.insightswithmichael.com. The official website for this program is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Over there, you can find guests that we've already had here. And we're going to have some upcoming guests as we move forward. All right, so we'll see what Spirit leads us and who Spirit brings to our show. All right, www.spiritualtalkradio.net is that site. And also, you can make a donation over there if you would like to make a donation. You can do that. It's at the very top up there in the search bar. If you click on that, you can make a donation to this program. All right, let's see. Let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for everything that you do for us. And Father, Mother, God, seen and unseen. And Father, Mother, God, right now I just pray that you would just help me move completely out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that. I also pray right now for my listeners that are listening to me. I pray that you would help them tonight and meet their needs physically, emotionally, whatever way. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that. And right now, surround us with the white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste and we say amen. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Kimberly. I appreciate you calling in tonight. Hi.
Hey, Michael, this is Kimberly. This is the same Kimberly that was on earlier and I couldn't hear you.
Well, I'm glad you can hear me. So hopefully we'll get everything done now. So how can I help you?
Just a general reading like you were going to do before.
Okay, all right. All right, let's go ahead and get some cards over here and let me shuffle some cards and we'll see what's going on, okay? I appreciate you calling in tonight. And sorry about that earlier. It's crazy.
You didn't do it.
I know. It was just crazy stuff going on.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on. All right, so let's go ahead and pull some cards for you. The very first card I pulled for you is the Sacred Heart card. Passion, love, spiritual communion. Spirit just really wants you to go inward right now. That's what's calling us all to do right now. And just have that conversation with the Spirit within you. I think a lot of times we get busy, Kimberly, you know, with life, and we forget to have that meditation time, that prayer time. And so definitely see that in your future. And things are opening up for you. Amethyst card pops in here. Transformation, definitely what you're going through right now. And the one thing that Spirit is trying to do in your life right now, Kimberly, is bringing you that certainty and confidence for you to move forward, to really to get to know you. You know, a lot of times I know that sounds a little weird, but that's what Spirit is trying to get us all to do, is to know the real us. And walk in that confidence that's inside of you. I feel a little lack of self-esteem in some areas of your life. Does that make sense? Because they're really focused on the certainty and confidence here, these two words. And so that's what they really are trying to bring into your life right now. That's one thing your spirit guide is working on. Your spirit guide's name is Dwayne. I keep picking up Dwayne with your spirit guide. I'm going to say that your spirit guide's name is Dwayne. So I would use that to communicate with him. And working on that confidence in your life. And hopefully that helps you tonight.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I appreciate you talking to you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. If you would like to be a part of the program, 347-327-9316. Let's go ahead and talk to Vince. Oh, hi. Whoop. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I have some situations going on. I've been out of work for a long time. And a couple weeks ago I was hired, but I'm waiting for a starting date, and I've had three job interviews this week, but we fell behind in rent and other bills, and today we got a big eviction notice from our landlord. So I'm wondering, do you see what's going to go on, if I'm going to get this job, if our landlord's going to work with us, or what's going to go on?
Yeah, man, I'm sorry you're going through this, man, so I really am, I really feel like that your landlord will work with you, and I do feel like a job's coming. I don't feel like it's the job that you were talking about. I feel like it's one of these other jobs are going to pop up here. So I would say by Monday you're going to hear something job-wise. And, you know, if you get a job, I feel like your landlord will work with you on this. But, you know, you're going to have to get a job pretty quick. And I see that popping up here this week. So this coming week, as you know, we go into July here. So, you know, keep manifesting it. Keep believing it. I will do the same. And let me know when it happens. But I would say the first of this month as we go into the first of July here. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I know it's tough. I know it's tough, man. And you know, a lot of people are in your shoes right now, unfortunately. Try to hang in there and, you know, let's keep manifesting the job for you. Let me know how things are going with you, okay? I really am concerned about this, all right?
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Vince. All right. Bye-bye. Let's go ahead right now and let's actually pray for Vince in this situation. I mean, there's a lot of people, unfortunately. There's a lot of people right now. You know, man, just hold on. Unfortunately, right now, we just live in a time where a lot of this is happening. And, you know, I don't have all the answers, but I know that the answers are within us. And, you know, this is where we have to trust Spirit, you know, in situations like Vince is in right now and a lot of other people are in. You know, it's rubber meets the road time, and it's hard. It's hard to really trust Spirit when it feels like things are collapsing around us. But the things around us are collapsing because they have to. And a new world and a new time is coming. And we have to believe that, and we have to hold on to that. And I know that it's hard at times. And I know that right now Vince might not be feeling that, you know, might not be feeling that facing tonight. But so Vince needs us to stand in there for him and to hold that intent for him. Because a lot of times we get weak. We don't have the faith to hold on for ourselves. So let's pray for Vince in this situation. And as we pray for Vince, let's pray for everyone that is in the same situation. There's a lot of people, my friends, that are hurting right now, all right, unfortunately. And so let's go ahead and pray for Vince. Father, Mother, God, my heart just goes out to Vince tonight and this situation. And Father, Mother, God, you know, he's trying his best, and he's trying his best to hold on. And I could hear it in his voice tonight that he's losing that hope. And Father, Mother, God, right now I just pray that you would put angels around Vince and this situation, and that you would open the right job for him this coming week. And let this landlord work with them where they can stay where they are. And unless you got something better for them. Sometimes you got something better for us. But all we want is what is good for Vince and his higher good. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I just pray that you would just touch his heart, that you would encourage him tonight, and let him know that there still is hope, that there is still you, and that you abide within him. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that tonight. And I pray for everyone right now that's in the same situation as Vince tonight. And I pray that you would just encourage all of us. It's really easy sometimes, Father, Mother, God, for us to lose hope. It's easy for us to lose sight of the goal at times. But Father, Mother, God, you are pushing us forward. Continue to lead us. Continue to guide us. Continue to direct us into the way that you would have us to go. And give us the courage to hang on to see the miracle that you're going to perform. And I believe that in the next week you're going to perform a miracle in Vince's life. And I can't wait to get the phone call from him that says, "Hey, Michael, I got the job, my landlord's working with me, and everything is better." I can't wait for that phone call. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for it, and I say namaste, and I say amen. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Connie. Hi. Oh, hello? Well, hold on. My switchboard is not cooperating with me. So that's part of Mercury retrograde. So let's see if I can get somebody open here. Nope. All right. Well, until everybody stops spinning around in circles on my switchboard, I'm not going to be able to talk to anybody. So on the phones anyhow. But so let's go ahead and just talk to you. All right. Hey, you know, I do appreciate you guys so much. I appreciate you listening to this program. And one thing I want to mention to you, is we, I got good news. We are going to move forward into July. But if you would like to make a donation to the program, you can do that by going to www.spiritualtalkradio.net and make a donation over there. But last night we had a sort of a fundraiser thing. We did meet the goal that I was looking for and a little bit over that. And so we're very thankful for Spirit and for you all. And I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for doing that. And so, and let me see if I can fix this by doing this. But, you know, I do appreciate you guys very much. And we've had a great month. And, okay, I'm not on the internet. Oh, that's why. I wonder why. Okay. But I think I'm on air.
At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back.
Sorry about that, guys. I don't know what happened there. I got knocked off the internet. So, hopefully. All right. Can everybody hear me? I hopefully. Let's go ahead and talk to Connie. Let's see if we can get Connie on. Hi, Connie.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. I don't know if I'm going to get through this Mercury retrograde, but we're good so far. How can I help you tonight?
After I ask my question, can you please pray for my aunt's family? She did pass away Thursday from cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, yeah, definitely will. Now, who was that we were going to pray for again? I'm sorry.
My aunt.
Your aunt? Okay.
My aunt.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, go ahead, ask your question, and we'll definitely pray here.
Okay, I went on an interview Tuesday. And I was supposed to hear something yesterday, and I wanted to know, do you see me getting this job?
Definitely yes. I would say it looks like to me. Possibly we'll hear from them Monday. Monday's going to be a little iffy because of the 4th of July coming up. A lot of companies have a lot of problems right that week. But I would say, you know, if you don't hear from them this coming week in July, you'll hear from them right after the 4th. Definitely see a call coming in on a Monday. So it's either this Monday or the next Monday. I'm hoping it's this Monday, but I'm a little iffy on that. But I definitely see you getting this job, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And you know, I'm really sorry to hear about your aunt, but you know that she's in a better place. And but it's still hard, and we go through a grieving period and stuff like that. But, yeah, definitely we'll pray for you and your family. Let's go ahead and do that right now. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for Connie. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray right now that you would just meet this need that she has. you know, she's missing her aunt in the physical form, but she knows that her aunt is still around her in the spirit form. And but Father, Mother, God, comfort this family right now and just help them through this time with decisions that have to be made and things that have to be wrapped up here. And Father, Mother, God, just give them that wisdom to get through this and heal that hurt that they're feeling right now, that missing place that we feel sometimes when our loved ones move on. Father, Mother, God, just fill that with your love right now and let them know that everything's okay. And comfort them, and we say namaste, and we say amen. And hopefully that helps, and I appreciate you so much, and I thank you for calling tonight, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye.
Good night.
All right, good night. Let's talk to Melvin. I haven't talked to Melvin for a while. Oh, hi.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, no problem, man. I haven't talked to you for a little bit. How can I help?
Yeah, just see what's coming up for me. Something good to make me happy.
Okay.
Anything. It's gonna
okay.
Really,
So I take that you're not very happy at the moment.
No, I'm disappointed with some things that I thought I had, but it didn't
right.
work out for some reason. Especially with the coaching and me getting finances for college and relationships.
Man. Yeah. Yeah, I can understand disappointment. We all go through those, and I'm sorry you're going through that right now, man. Let me pull some cards for you, okay? Let's see what's going on.
All right, no problem.
Yeah, let's see what's going on here. I'm gonna shuffle these cards again. And I know who you are, but could you say your name out loud for me so I can tap into your energy a little bit?
Yes, it's Melvin.
Okay, thank you, Melvin. All right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the one thing that I want to tell you, Melvin, right away, let's not drown in disappointment here, okay? I when I'm tapping into your energy, I'm a little concerned here because immediately I'm seeing a cloud around you and it's a little dark, okay? And there's a little bit of lightning in this. So it looks like an emotional storm to me that you're going through, which is understandable. Anybody would be disappointed right now, okay? But what Spirit doesn't want to happen here, Melvin, is for you to drown in that. It's okay to experience emotions. It's okay to go through disappointment. Spirit understands us, okay? Spirit made us. And so understands that we have human emotions. That's what's going on right now. But just be really careful that you don't drown in this place, all right? Let me go ahead and pull some cards here for you. The Moonlight Goddess card is the first card that pops up here. Repress emotions, healing, and reflection. So this is just not bringing up emotions right now, Melvin. This is bringing up emotions that have been there. Follow what I'm saying? There's some stuff that Melvin shoved down after year after year after year. And so what's happening here is all of this is bringing up other emotions. It's like years of disappointment are popping up here right now. Does that make sense to you? This thing was just the fuse that lit the dynamite here, and so the one that I would really watch here is ask your angels to help you with this healing that they want to do in this place. But you are moving into your destiny. I'm going to tell you, Melvin. I still see you coaching. Now, it might not be exactly that place, but I do feel that for you. You know, we've got to broaden the one thing that I would tell you, one thing that Spirit wants me to tell you, is that you need to broaden your horizons a little bit. A lot of times, Melvin, I feel like that you're very narrow view here. And so be open, because I definitely see coaching for you. I feel like that's your destiny. That I keep telling you that, and I'm going to keep telling you that, because that's what I see you doing. And so, you know, don't give up on your dream, okay?
No, I won't, because the fact that I did get the interview, and the guy, the coach said, he hired me, and that was back in April 10th, and he said that he just needed to check with the Board of Education about giving me a supplement. And so I got back at him. I went to the coaching office, and in the parking lot, he was telling me about, you know, he squashed the job, that the job was no longer available. But now, two coaches has left since that happened.
Right.
So will he give me a call back and and say, hey, okay, we have an opening for you.
Yeah, I definitely keep you see, I see you coaching. And now, you know, spirit can move in mysterious ways that we don't understand. And
right.
I would keep manifesting this. I would not give up on this. I would keep seeing it, keep believing it, and get it, okay? Because
yeah.
I definitely see it for you, man. So I would not drown. You know, I understand that it didn't work out right away. But, you know, the thing is sometimes things are not supposed to work out the way we think they're supposed to work out. Spirit has
right,
other
right.
plans and other ways of doing things. And so,
yeah.
Yeah. You know,
that's
and if we're... Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yes, that too, because, Michael, I just got out of the hospital a couple of days ago. Yeah, and they just did all kind of tests on me, EKG.
Right.
They did a mammogram. They did a
right.
capitalization test for my heart. And all of it came out fine, clear. No blocked
okay.
arteries, no nothing. Yeah,
cool.
And so, you know, and I thank God that I did have that those procedures done. And
right.
so now I can move on and, you know, knowing that I'm healthy, just need to lose some weight. So,
right. Yeah, and a lot
yeah.
of that, I'm glad that everything checked out fine for you. But a lot of that is also now since we ruled out physical stuff, I'm going to tell you spiritual stuff. You know, I feel like that's part of your awakening process since we ruled out the physical. Everything's okay with your heart on the physical side. You know,
sure.
I feel like that's part of your heart awakening, okay, and opening up to your spirit within you. So that's a good thing. That is an awesome thing. And, yeah, you can move forward now, and you know, but don't give up on that coaching thing because I definitely keep seeing it for you, okay? And I appreciate you calling
yeah.
in.
Okay. Thank you very much, Michael.
All right.
I may call you for a private reading.
Okay, that'd be awesome. And I will be, I'm going to be running, I would hold off on that because I'm going to be running a special starting
uh-huh.
July 1st. I would
okay.
wait until July 1st and when that special goes into effect, okay?
Okay, it'll be on your website?
It will be on the website when those prices are going to drop down on July 1st, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right,
God bless you, Michael.
You too. All right,
bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. I'm not used to having... I'm calling in on the house phone, and I almost hung up. So that would not have been good. Okay, so let's go ahead and see if I can get somebody else on here in a minute. Let's go ahead with Barbie and try to get Barbie on. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how can I help you?
I called you, like, about a month ago. I'm Anne-Marie's sister-in-law. You know Anne-Marie and Joseph. He's in Peru. Anyway, I have just really been having a bad time. Same thing as last time when I called you, with people trying to, you know, influence my life and my path of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you want to pull some cards or do a reading for me. I was like, you know, I'm just like at my end with other people trying to, you know, embark in my life and stop me from moving forward with my life, you know?
Okay. Yeah. I'm having a little hard time hearing you. I don't know if it's me or what's going on.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Let me repeat back to you what I feel like your question is, just to be sure I have the right question, okay?
Okay.
Okay. What I heard was that there are some people right now trying to influence you, try to keep you from moving forward on your spiritual path. Is that correct?
With my life path. My life path. Mm-hmm.
With your life path. Okay. And so your question is, where's the question here?
What do I do? Like, what kind of guidance can you give me?
Okay.
I'm not an abrasive person. I'm a very kind, loving, generous, giving, family-oriented
right.
person. And I've always
okay.
been good to people. You know, I've never hurt anyone. And I can't understand why people, you know, except for greed in the world, you know, and the things that people do, the horrible things
okay.
people do for their own selfish reasons.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And the one thing that Spirit needs you to do and needs you to focus on, and this is what they're telling me to tell you, is you. You're in charge of your path. It really doesn't matter what these other people are saying. They really have no control, no power over your life. The only way that they have power and control over your life is if we give them that. And so what Spirit's telling me is that you really need to focus on you. And if it feels right to you, if it resonates with you, then what's happening with them doesn't really matter. You know, they might not like, there's a lot of choices that I make that people don't like, but if those are choices that I believe that Spirit's called me to make, it doesn't matter what other people think. I stay with what I believe, and that's what you need to do with this situation. Let me pull one card on this really quick, okay? But, you know, does that make sense to you?
Well, it does, but this has been going on for 3 years, and they're actually physically meddling in my business.
Right, and you're allowing this to happen.
Well, not when they follow you and keep doing it. Not really.
Well, there's restraint. You can walk away from them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. But you know, Spirit will give you wisdom and knowledge. I got that card that says, you know, that Spirit will give you wisdom and knowledge and spiritual understanding how to do this. Okay. But I appreciate you calling in. Hopefully that helps.
Okay. So what card was it that it pulled for me?
Oh, it's the Gaia card that comes from my Gaia deck. And on the bottom of the card, it talks about wisdom, knowledge, and spiritual understanding, which you need right now, you know,
right.
In this case. You know, it is hard. I mean, that is a good question. You know, if these people are following you around for 3 or 4 years, I mean, what do you do about this? And the one thing that, but yeah, it's hard to make those kind of decisions, but the one thing that I see would be good for you is to really look at, okay, what am I getting from these people? And if all they're giving you is grief and stuff like that, then there's going to be a point where you're going to have to say to yourself, okay, this is for my higher good. I'm going to have to make some decisions here and just cut these people off. And that's hard. I've had to do it. I'm sure there's some other people that have to do it, but that's hard. And you know, we don't want to hurt people. We want to live, work in that love and the light thing, but sometimes we have to use tough love too. And so... but hopefully that helps you, and I'm sorry you're going through this.
Yeah. Okay.
So
can you pray for me?
Yes, I can. I definitely would love to pray for you. Okay, let's go ahead and pray for Barbie right now and this situation that she's going through. Father, Mother, God, right now Barbie just needs wisdom and guidance, and you brought that out in that card. And Father, Mother, God, right now give her that understanding in this situation that she would know what to do with these people. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I speak to this situation in her life, and I just ask you to move these people away from her. If they're not for her higher good, if they're not lifting her up, if they're just sucking the life out of her, I just ask that you would sever these ties right now. And if they're just following her around, harassing her, Father, Mother, God, right now, you can take care of this. And Archangel Michael, right now, I ask that you would come in here in this situation and that you would protect Barbie and that I surround her right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And Father, Mother, God, right now I call this situation done. And Father, Mother, God, we thank you for that. And Barbie, keep in touch with me and let me know how things are going for you, okay?
I will. Thank you, Michael.
Okay, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, those situations are tough. And what do we do? You know, when people are hounding us and they just don't take no for no, what do we do? You know, nobody wants to be mean. Nobody wants to yell at people. Nobody wants to do that. And but, you know, there's a time, my friends, that comes that we say enough is enough. You know, if we have energy vampires, which sounds like she does, it sounds like, you know, there's a lot of people just sucking the life out of her. Well, then we have to take back our power. Do you know that a lot of times we're giving away our power? And I want to talk about that really here in a few seconds. Because, you know, I didn't want to come across harsh there, but a lot of times, you know, we've given that power. You know, if somebody is harassing us and over and over and over and we're still around them, then we are allowing that to happen. And I don't want to come across mean or anything like that, and that's what I'm not trying to do. But we are giving away too much of our power, too much of control, and we have to take that back. And a lot of times people will say, well, Michael, you know, I'm living with these people, and they're mean to me and stuff like that. Go outside. I'm in a situation right now that is not the best situation for my life, but I'm doing the best I can with where I'm at. And that's all that Spirit requires of us, all that Spirit's asking of us, is to do the best we can with the situations that we're faced with. You know, remember this, we are a spiritual being having a human experience, and sometimes those human experiences can get overwhelming. But Spirit is always with us in every situation, in every circumstance. Sometimes I think we lose sight of that. Sometimes we lose focus. And so we have to continue to stay focused, continue to believe that things are going to get better. Never give up on hope. You know, never give up. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Robin. Hi, Robin.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm okay. I have a question about a move that I just made. I moved across the country very much intuitively, thought I've got to do this, and I feel great. It's only been 2 weeks. My question is concerning a connection that I have out here where I have a friend that made this exact move a year ago. And I think I moved partly because I feel the connection with him, partly because I know myself and my daughter needed to do this. And I've left a lot behind, and things are opening up. I feel good energy, and I'm just wondering if the person, a year ago, if someone told me you're going to go out there too and sort of follow this man, I would have said, no, you're crazy. But am I crazy?
No, you're not. You're not crazy. We're gonna take that off the table right away. Okay. So let's take crazy off the table here. You're not crazy. It's not crazy to follow your heart. It's never crazy to follow Spirit. And it's that's what you're doing right now. You're following your heart. You're following Spirit. I feel like that this person is a past life connection. That's what I'm feeling from this. And so that's why, because you guys are twin flames. You just belong with each other. Now, it's going to take a while for this to get to that place. I will tell you that. It's going to take some time here. It's not going to happen overnight, but it will happen. I do feel like that this is a good relationship. I'm glad that you followed your intuition. And the one thing I liked, and I want to focus on something you said that Spirit wants to focus on here, is you said you left a lot of stuff behind. You've left a lot of stuff behind. One thing I want to focus here is a lot of the old things are behind you. So let's not look behind you for those old things because they're gone. Those old hurts, those old things, all that old stuff is back there where you moved away from. And you got a bright future. You got a bright future ahead. Why would I see your hands glowing? Do you do some kind of healing work or thought about healing work? Because when I'm looking at your hands are lighting up to me. So I would definitely follow that path because I definitely see glowing hands when I'm looking at your hands. My hands are glowing and when I'm talking to you, so I'm focusing on you. I would definitely follow that path. And your daughter's very intuitive as well. So I just thought I'd give you a heads up.
Good. Do you think she'll follow a healing path too? So I think she's interested in it.
I definitely see that, and I definitely feel like that with her. I feel like that she is going to have some her own way of doing things, and you know, a lot of times because we're in new energies right now, and the things that used to work for us aren't working like they used to. So I feel like that she will have a different way of doing the same thing, what we call Reiki. But I feel like that as we go forward, I feel like that Reiki, that things that we do right now with that, is going to be changing a lot. And so we just have to be open to that, and she's definitely a part of that.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Thank you.
I'm going to ask you a question because all of a sudden I need to ask you something to be sure that I'm not missing a connection here. I'm just going to ask. I'm picking up a boy energy around you. Do you have a son?
I do have a son who I left back home. He's 26, and he didn't want to come out here, but he may be contemplating it.
Okay. All right. And now, I'm going to ask one more question here. Do you have a son in spirit?
I did have one miscarriage.
Okay. Because I'm picking up a little boy around you. That's why I want to ask you. I didn't know how to ask you that. But, you know, the one thing I would say is that you do definitely have another son in spirit that watches over you a lot with your other son. Works with him a lot. They almost like hang out. They're almost, you know, they are brothers, so
wow.
They hang out just like brothers.
Wow.
The only problem is that your son can't see him that well, but he's definitely there with your son. Your son, the one that is here on planet Earth right now, you know, I definitely feel good energy around him. I feel like that great things are ahead for him. I don't see him ever coming that way, because I just feel like that he's established a life where he is, and and that's his choice. I mean, and those are his decisions. But I definitely see only good things for your kids and you. So that's a good thing. So, all right. I appreciate you calling in.
Is the child another baby for me? The spirit.
Okay. I'm not clear on the question here. I want to be sure I got the question clear.
Another pregnancy for me.
Possible. Yes.
Okay, because that when you said that was the first thing that popped into my mind.
And I saw a pregnancy. That's why I was asking, because I wasn't really sure, because I saw this boy, and then I saw a pregnancy, and I wasn't sure in spirit if they were showing me a miscarriage or another pregnancy that's coming up here. So I wasn't really clear on that. So that's why I was asking you some questions. But yeah, it's definitely a possibility. Yes. Because I feel like it's a return of energy. So that would be up ahead. All right? Oop, I think somehow your mic got closed. All right. But hopefully you heard that. All right. Let's go ahead. Yeah. Mercury retrograde at work. Got to love it. All right. Rosemary, you're on air with me, hopefully. Hi.
Thank you for taking my call, Michael. this retrograde has been... It started off very badly for me. I was really aware of it. So that's the reason I clicked on your page there. But I'm not going to ask you about those problems because, you know, life is life. But I'm really
We're going to be talking about Mercury retrograde here in a few minutes. So, but go ahead with your question.
Yeah, I know how disruptive it is, believe me. my question is, do you see... a significant love for me this year? Is it somebody I know or talking to? I don't think I've met anybody because I've made no effort to go anywhere to meet anybody.
Right.
So do you see that before the end of the year?
I would see somebody coming into your path before the end of the year. This looks brand new to me. It looks like brand new energy. And I would see more... it going in a romantic direction more next year. But I definitely do see somebody coming into pass here. It looks like about November, December to me.
Okay. Do you have any idea what the person looks like?
I do not have that, no. I'm sorry. I don't see that right now. But I definitely feel like that this is somebody that will, help you along your life. It does look like a long-term relationship, but I wouldn't see it developing until next year, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Michael.
You're welcome. All right. Great. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay. Spirit just told me to stop for a minute. I'm going to ask a question, and this could be anybody that's listening to me, so please listen very carefully to what I'm about to ask. And if this fits you, and even if you've already called in, call back in, hit your one again. If you're listening on your phone, if this fits you. But let me be sure I got this right. Hold on for just a second. Okay. All right. This is either somebody that passed from stomach cancer or you're having stomach problems. I'm going to go with a spirit at this point. Definitely a spirit. So we're going to go with a spirit. This would have been somebody that either had stomach cancer or was sick a lot due to chemo. I will tell you that I feel nauseated a lot right now. I feel very dizzy, very disoriented. So if this is making sense to you, this would be a woman, and this would be on your dad's side of the family. So this would be a woman on the dad's side of the family. If this is making sense to you, please call me at 347-327-9316 so I will stop feeling this way and so we can make this connection. A lot of times as a medium, I will feel what they feel. This is the way that she's trying to communicate, because you would know this because she went through this. I feel like that this is due to the chemo. So if this is making sense to you, please call me so I can stop feeling this way. 347-327-9316. Let's make this connection. So if this is making sense to you, this is a woman. This would be on your dad's side of the family. So please call me. 347-327-9316. Let's make this connection if possible. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Anne-Marie. Hi, Anne-Marie. Appreciate calling in tonight.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How can I help?
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm the shaman mom.
I know.
You. Okay. Of course, you're psychic. My mother died of stomach cancer.
Your mother did?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Not biological. I was adopted, but yeah, my mother did.
Your mother did. All right. I'm not feeling like it's her. I don't feel like it's...
Okay.
I don't feel like that this is the connection. I'm sorry.
She didn't go through chemo.
Yeah. Hold on for just a second. Let me double check this, but I'm not feeling like it's connecting here. No, I'm not getting that. I'm sorry. I don't have your mom. I don't know who this person
is,
but I don't. Yeah. Well, it makes sense that it could be. Now I'm going to tell you, it could be, her coming through here in a minute, because I will tell you, Emery, that when I looked at your name, this is when I started feeling the way I'm feeling right now.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you there's a possibility, because I was looking at your name, and that's when I started feeling this nauseous feeling that I'm feeling right now. I'm going to ask you a question, okay, because I'm feeling something here. I'm going to ask you a question. Did your mother collect dolls?
My sister did.
Your sister collected dolls. Okay, your sister in spirit?
No.
Okay, all right. Then this is not connecting, not with you now. Do you got a question for tonight?
Yes, I do. My question is, am I with my soulmate? Am I with the man I'm supposed to be with?
Okay, why are you doubting that is the question Spirit wants to ask you. Because we're going to say yes, but it feels like there's a lot of strife right now. And there's a lot of questioning on your part. Does that make sense? Because I just feel like you guys are going through a rough spot right now.
Yes.
I would say, you're definitely with him, because it's working. The one that I want to tell you, Anne-Marie, it's working things out of you that need to be worked out. Okay, and what I mean by that, sometimes, and your son would agree with this, that sometimes we have to go through stuff. As a shaman, he would understand this. You know, we have to go through stuff because it burns stuff out of us, and that's what's going on right now with you in this situation. I'm going to say that I believe that you are with the person that you're supposed to be with at this time in your life.
Okay.
Now, will that change, and will there be somebody else in your life? I don't know that right now. I have about a 2-year window with you, and in that 2-year window, I see you in the relationship you're in right now. And so I would say let this work the stuff out of you that needs to come out, and you know, if somewhere down the line Spirit opens another door, then I'd walk through it. But right now, to answer your question, my answer is that, yes, you're definitely where you're supposed to be right now.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, hopefully that helps. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Yeah. So I still have a spirit with me, and so we're going to see if it connects here in a minute. I do have a call that they're thinking that it's going to connect with them, so we're going to get to that here in a minute. But let's go ahead and talk to Ann at the moment. Okay, actually, Ann, I need you to hold. I'm going to skip over you because this spirit wants to talk. So if we have the connection, let's try to connect because she just pushed. So let's click on Ernest. Hi, Ernest.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm good. You think you're connecting with this?
Yes. I lost my aunt to a stomach cancer on my father's side like a year and a half ago.
Okay. Was she a very pushy person? Did you know her?
Yeah, I know her. She could get away with if she wanted it.
Yeah, because as soon as I saw your name, I was getting ready to take another caller. She said, "You better not take that call. You better let me talk to Ernest." So I'm going to say
this
is connecting. So she's just wanting to say hi to you. Now, is there somebody that is sick right now that she would be concerned about? Because she's telling me that somebody is a little ill or has been in the last few months here. Has there been somebody that's been having ongoing health issues?
It would probably be like one of my cousins that I have one in mind, but I haven't been around her that you know, in a while.
Okay. All right. Yeah, and you know, I just feel like that she's just stopping in here to say hi, letting you know that she's around you. Were you pretty close to her? Because she's saying that she was close to you.
Yeah, she's my favorite on my father's side.
Okay, good. Awesome. Because she's saying that she loved you and hung out with you and stuff. She says that she still does. Why would she be making a reference to a practical joke? Did you play on something that you played on her or somebody played a joke on her? Does that make any sense? Because I keep seeing some kind of a joke. This might come to you later also. So.
Yeah, we would all joke around now.
Okay. Well, hey, Ernest, I appreciate calling in. Do you have a question that you would like to ask while I got you online?
Yes, sir. I have an invitation from a man who is very clairvoyant. He comes across as a very wise person. And he recognized a gift that I have, but I don't really understand it yet. He offered to train me, and I want to know, should I go that route?
Okay, could you say, I know that I said your name. Could you say your name out loud for me, please, your first name?
Ernest.
Okay. And just don't give me the whole guy's name, but just give me the first initial of his first name, please.
Yeah.
Okay. That's definitely yes. So I would say yes. And you know, I feel a lot of reservation on this on your part, which is fearful, you know, because, you know, don't know really him, don't understand what's going on with you. But this is definitely an amazing gift inside of you. That he will help you unlock. So I would say definitely go this way. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Ernest. Thanks. I appreciate you calling in and connecting with the spirit. I feel better, so thank you. So, all right. Have a good night. All right, you too. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah. Man, thank you, Ernest. Appreciate it. All right. I feel a lot better now. All right. So let's go ahead and talk to Ann. Ann, I appreciate you calling in. Hi.
Hi, Michael. This is strange, but just when you were going to pick up my call, I started to choke on a soda I was drinking, and you went on to the next one. I couldn't have talked very well anyway. Anyway,
well, that spirit pushed through, so we have to go with spirits.
Yeah, that
was
a good reading, Michael. You're right on.
All right,
I saw a new specialist this past week, and I'm on some different medicine and some rigorous routine, and I'm still not feeling a whole lot of relief, and I'm wondering, you know, if this is going to work for me.
Spirit is saying yes, and then one thing I want to tell you is it's going to take a little bit to get into your system and actually really start seeing some results here. I do feel with everything inside of me is telling me that this is going to help. Don't be impatient, okay? Because it's going to take a little bit to start you feeling this, all right? Some medications take a while to get into your system and actually start working here. But I definitely feel like that this is a part of the answer. I don't feel like it's all of the answer to your problem.
No, that's what I'm concerned about, that this isn't the way you said it.
I will tell you, I don't feel like it's the whole answer to this problem, but I do feel like that it will help, because there are some symptoms here that we have to, there are some things that they're trying to get out of the way to get to the problem, and sometimes that's what they're doing right now. And so, but I definitely feel like that this will help, okay? This is not the total answer, but this is part of the answer, okay? And that will help them. Because I will tell you, and I keep, and the one thing I will tell you is I keep seeing a surgery here. And I don't know exactly when this is, but I will tell you that I see it, all right? But I don't know when this is going to happen. And I don't really want it to happen. And so we're going to hopefully get to other things here. But I would tell you that right now a surgery looks like to me, I just saw a timeline on this. I would see this probably looks like to me August.
Oh, right. Because I've got to go back in August. And
yeah.
If it's for this particular thing. But the person I saw was a surgeon, but he said that it's the type of thing that usually medication will help, that they rarely...
And that's what they're trying to do with this medication. They're trying to help. And I'm hoping that the medication will take care of this. And we can avoid a surgery, but I'm going to say if the medicine doesn't work by August, I would see a surgery being mentioned here. Okay?
Right. It's a very
risky. I'm sorry, Ann. Yeah, and you know, we'll be praying that it changes around and turns around and we don't go this route. But right now, with everything that I'm seeing as this now moment, I would see a surgery in August for you. Or at least, maybe not in August, but it would be mentioned in August.
Oh.
Okay?
And real quickly, okay. Michael, again, the financial situation is really, really pressing right
now. Oh, I understand. A lot of people are going through this right now, Ann. I'm really sorry about it. I still see a breakthrough on this.
You do?
Yeah, I still do. I still have hope. I haven't given up hope yet. Neither has Spirit. So that's a good thing. I would see... an answer here looks like to me, hold on for just a second, Ann, because I just saw something move here in my vision. Let me see something, because I had a date, and then it feels like my date just moved up. So I'm gonna say that there's a turnaround here right after the 4th of July, that week right after the 4th of July. Yeah.
Quick.
Yeah, so oh. I would say... you know, in 2 weeks here, there should be a breakthrough here. You're going to ease up. You're not going to have these worries so much. I would say in a couple of weeks. All right? There's some kind of refinancing here.
Really? Because I've been turned down by two places that I've asked, the original and an additional one.
Yeah, you might ask another place. Because I feel like there's some finances. They keep using the word refinancing.
Some people see a name of another place, but I'm wondering whether to explore that third possibility.
I would go with the third possibility. I feel like that this is your breakthrough. I would go with the third possibility here.
It's more like a credit union rather than it is a bank.
Yeah, I would check into it, Ann, because I feel good about it. I will tell you I'm feeling good about it, so I would check into it, okay?
It only takes a phone call. It's worth it.
Yeah. What do you got to lose? All they can say is no.
Absolutely. I take advantage of any information that comes my way. If it must be coming for a reason.
I keep hearing refinancing, and when you were talking about this third option, I will tell you that something inside of my spirit started jumping up and down, Ann. So
really?
I would follow this, okay? I would not let this go by, all right?
That information came to me from a good source.
Yeah, I would definitely check this out. I feel really good about it.
I will do that. Well,
okay,
thank you so
Ann.
Much. I do
all right,
appreciate
bye-bye.
That. I know.
No problem.
Thanks.
All right. All right, bye-bye. All right, yeah. Yeah, because I will tell you, I got tingly feelings. I would not pass this opportunity because I feel like that this is a breakthrough. Everything inside of me is telling me that, man, hold on for just a second. I'm like tearing up because I'm so happy. I just, man. All right. So let's go ahead and talk to Rose. She's talked to everybody else. Now she gets to talk to me. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How can I help you?
I want tingles.
You what?
I said I want tingles.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, they might be coming, so you never know. But so you got a question?
Can I just have a general message, please?
A general message, yeah. So, okay. Yes, you can. Let me go ahead and pull some cards. I'm
yep.
actually going to use my Healing with the Angel deck. Okay. Hold on for just a second, Rose, because I just saw something positive. I'm going to check this out for a minute. I'm going to be quiet for just a second because this is huge, and I want to check this, be sure I get this information right. So hold on for just a second. Okay. All right. I'm going to go with what I'm feeling and what I'm seeing. And we talked about this the other day, that things can change on a dime here. And so I'm going to go out on a limb, the hugest limb I've ever gone out with you. And I'm going to say that by the end of July, you are going home.
I got goosebumps all over the place. Yay!
Yeah, I'm going to stand on that, and I am going to believe that, and because I just saw that, I saw a moving van which represents moving to me, and so I would say that by the end of July, you are no longer in Oklahoma, you are at home, and so definitely see this coming to an end, this cycle of your life is coming to an end. And, continue to manifest that, continue to believe that. I'm going to stand on that. Everything that I'm seeing is telling me that's what I'm seeing. So, Spirit has a way of moving obstacles out of the way. And also, I will also tell you that I feel like that you'll be working at a hotel there in Vegas. I would say, looks like to me, about the end of August.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. You know what? You just made this whole weekend so much easier for me to get through now. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks, Spirit. I'm just a messenger, but I appreciate it. But, yeah, that's what we got to have. We got to have that hope. We got to, keep holding on to that. And Spirit understands our frustration. Spirit understands that we want to scream at times and stuff like that, and when we are in situations that, sometimes people, not everybody's light workers, and not everybody understands all this stuff, and so we have to deal with the real people in the real world, and sometimes that's frustrating. But Rose, your cycle's about over, and you're going home, so hang in there.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. All right. Talk to you later, Rose. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, let's let Rose look at a few calls here and get some people on my switchboard. If you would like to be a part of the program, I'm going to take just a couple more calls, and then we're going to move on. But if you want on, I would do now 347-327-9316. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Susie. Hi, Susie. I'm glad you pushed your one.
Okay, you were waiting for that.
I was gonna tell you to earlier about 4 or 5 calls ago. I saw you on my switchboard and you were just listening, and I was getting ready to say, Susie, you need to push your one. And the reason why you need to push your one is what I'm about to tell you.
Okay,
what I'm about to tell you is your thing that you want. The thing you want, now this is a total switch from everything I've told you before, okay?
Okay.
The one thing that you've been wanting for, the one thing that you've been waiting for, the one thing that you're projecting out there It's yours. I don't know the timeline, but it's yours. Okay?
I believe
you're
going
to have to, you're going to have to be patient on the timeline. But you're definitely yours, okay?
Yeah, I got to tell you, Michael, my pendulum and that works very well with my angels and spirit guides. And, I mean, every time I'm even prepared to accept that they tell me no. I'm prepared to accept it. I always ask for the divine truth
right.
to come through.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
And it's always a yes, yes, yes. I even ask about other people, you know, coming
right.
into my path and people that I've met, and still the angels and my guides are always telling me yes. So I am going to be in a place of holding and being patient and just
right.
and just letting flow whatever
right.
is going to flow without me pushing at anything.
Right, yeah. And that's one thing that Spirit wants from you right now. So the answer is yes to your question, and now it's just patience on your part for it to unfold. All right.
I've been in the holding pattern with patience for quite a long time now. So
So patience
I'll just
is
stay
patience.
A little longer, Michael.
All right.
Hey, Michael,
yeah,
one thing that I am very, very concerned about, which we can talk about later, because I did send you an email.
I'm sorry that actually just skipped my whole mind today, and I'm really sorry, Susie. We will do that tomorrow, okay? Because I'm a little tired tonight, so we'll do
it's
it tomorrow.
Okay,
you'd rather have a fresh psychic, I'm sure. So we'll do it tomorrow.
I certainly am flexible in understanding. It'll just have to be like a little earlier in the day because I have a function at my 4:00.
Okay, we'll do it in the morning sometime. I would say around 11 o'clock.
Okay, that's your time, 11, mine 12, okay. Yes, that's fine.
Okay.
I am very concerned about my health, though. Really just not feeling good
Let's talk about that tomorrow. I'd rather talk about that off air. Okay.
Okay. I realize
right.
I'm
Thank
dragging
you, Susie.
The lead weight. Okay, Michael.
All right.
We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for the
All
news.
All right. Thank you, Susie. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Actually, let's go ahead and pray for Susie right now. I know we've done a lot of praying tonight, haven't we? But that's okay. I love prayer. Prayer changes things. Prayer can do all kinds of stuff. And I don't think we could pray enough, but let's go ahead and pray for Susie right now. Father, Mother God, right now I just pray for Susie and just give her patience to, get through this. This holding pattern that she's in. And a lot of times we don't understand holding patterns. We want what we want when we want it. But give her the patience that she needs right now. But Father, Mother God, the one thing I want to pray for immediately here, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, I send healing energy into every part of Susie's body, into every cell, into every part. I speak right now into the virus that is inside Susie's body, and right now you are healing. I stand on the authority of the Spirit within me. You are healing. And Father, Mother God, I just thank you for that. And Father, Mother God, right now I ask for Archangel Raphael to continue this healing process that's already taken place in Susie and into this thing that is going on inside of her body or was going on inside of her body. And I thank you for the healing that you are performing in her life at this very moment in time. And we say namaste and we say amen. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Connie in Kansas. Hi, Connie in Kansas. I think I know you.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help?
I have a couple prayer requests.
Okay.
One is a mutual friend whose mother is in ICU.
Okay.
And she had asked for prayer, and so.
Okay. When did her mother go in ICU? When did her mother go in ICU?
And this isn't Jenny I'm speaking of. This is our other friend.
Another. Oh.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
And but then Jenny's mother has surgery Tuesday, and it's really going to be an extensive ordeal. So.
Okay, so Jenny's on her mom's on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay. And anything else?
Nope. That's all.
All right.
I just need some prayer requests. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate calling in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go ahead and go to prayer about these. Sharon, let's talk about Sharon for a minute. And then I'm glad that Connie called in and reminded me. Sharon used to answer the phones here. And then her mom got sick. And that's where she's been. And hold on. And sometimes being an empath is not good. But the one thing I'll tell you is Sharon, her mom is really sick. Her mom is in her 90s. Right now she is in the ICU. And it's not good. It depends on how you look at it. You know, what we're going to pray is for the higher good here, for her mom. And so, you know, in situations like this, we have to trust spirit, and it's hard. And, you know, as a reader, a lot of times, you know, when I'm close to people, it's hard when I see things because I know how it's going to impact them. And, this is one of those cases. And, so, this is where I do my very best to keep me out of the picture and work with the spirit within me. And so, but it is hard. You know, I'm human, and I don't want to see my friends go through things that are going to be hard for them. But, you know, we're going to pray, and all kinds of things can turn around, okay? So let's go ahead and pray for Sharon's mom and the situation with Jenny's mom. Okay, and so let's go ahead and pray right now. Father, Mother God, I pray for Sharon right now and her family. And Father, Mother God, I pray that you would give them the wisdom and the understanding that they need to get through the next few days here. And Father, Mother God, right now I pray for Sharon's mom that you would comfort her and help her through this time of transition. And Father, Mother God, that you would just lead and guide her to the other side, because I believe that is where is about to happen here. And Father, Mother God, I know that it's hard on the family, but we want what's best for her higher good. And if this changes, that's great. But right now, Father, Mother God, I'm praying that you would help her through this time of transition, and that you would make it as easy as possible on her and on the family. And Father, Mother God, we thank you for it. And Father, Mother God, right now I pray for Jenny's mom that's going through the surgery on Tuesday, and I pray that you would just help her. And Father, Mother God, that when they go in there, that everything is okay. I believe that. I believe it's possible. And I just want whatever you want in this situation. And Father, Mother God, right now I pray for Jenny, because I know that this is hard on her and her mom, and I just pray that you would continue to touch her mom. Give her mom strength back. And this is what I'm praying right now. Father, Mother God, I thank you for these situations, because it helps us grow and it helps us call upon you. And I thank you for these kind of things in our life, because they draw us closer to you. And Father, Mother God, right now, I thank you for what you're about to do in both of these situations, and we say namaste, and we say amen. All right. Rose, phone lines are closed at this moment. Let's talk about the subject that nobody wants to talk about, Mercury retrograde. Even that word scares us, you know, Mercury retrograde. I'm going to, explain what it is. A lot of us don't even understand what it is. And I think that's what scares us about it a little bit, because we don't understand it. You know, a lot of times we, the things that we don't understand, we fear. Mercury retrograde, all it is when Mercury looks like it goes backwards. It really doesn't do that. The planet Mercury does not go backwards. But that's what it seems like, okay? And this happens 3 times a year, and we're in one of those phases right now. It started a few days ago, and we're going to be in this until July 20th, I know. What Mercury retrograde affects a lot of times is communication. Phones, computers, you and me talking, communication. So the one thing that I would tell you is really, you know, white light your computers. Back them up. Just in case they crash. The one thing that I would tell you, this Mercury retrograde, for whatever reason, is very intense. Okay? A lot of times Mercury retrogrades are coming into our past because, you know, again, that planet goes backwards. So it's a time of reflection. It's a time to slow down. So a lot of times in a Mercury retrograde, we fear these things, but actually we need to use them positively. Okay, so the one thing that I would tell you is take this time to really just slow down. You know, don't sign contracts right now. This would not be a good time to sign contracts. You know, not a good time to buy a new house. Not a good time to buy a new car. Don't sign contracts on anything. Would not be a good time right now. Be really clear on communication, you know. If you're not sure if somebody said something, you know, say, hey, is that what you said? You know, be really clear on conversations, especially where it comes to business. If you get something, read the small print. But the one thing I would tell you is if you don't think you heard something right, it's okay to say, hey, you know, I'm not sure about that. I do it all the time on the show, especially you're going to hear it a lot during this retrograde, because I want to be sure that I heard you right so I can get heard right, okay? And that's one thing. If you don't hear me right during this time period, if you think that I said something that I didn't say, you know, say, hey, Michael, can you be clear on that? And I have no problem doing that. We're in a Mercury retrograde. Communication is going to be a little screwy right now, guys. Unfortunately, electronics are going to really have a hard time with this Mercury retrograde. You're going to start seeing that. A lot of computers are going to crash. A lot of things at stores. Unfortunately, everything is electronic. Registers. I worked at Walmart, and I will tell you that one time the power went out, and those registers automatically go closed. They slam closed. And so you're going to have problems like that. So, you know, if you're at Walmart or at another store and all of a sudden, their little ATM machines, those things are not going to work very well right now. And so I've already seen it with a lot of stores. Me using my card, they're having to punch that in because those little scanners are not working very well. And they don't understand Mercury retrograde, so they're getting a little frustrated. Just that. The other thing that's going to be affected, cars. Most cars have computer brains. So you're going to have more problems with vehicles. Travel could be a problem for a lot of us. So really pay attention. You know, give yourself some time right now. During this period of time, from now until July 20th, when it will go direct again, give yourself more time on travel. You know, I'm getting ready to go on a trip here to Colorado here soon. And so, actually a couple weeks from now. And so, I'm not really worried about it, but I'm going to give myself a little more time to travel. Patience with yourself, patience with others. Also, the other thing you're going to find during this Mercury retrograde, just give you a heads up, is misunderstandings. So be really clear on your communication. Be really clear what you're saying. Again, it goes back to what I said a minute ago. If you don't think you heard something right, say, hey, what did you mean by that? What did you say there? And because I definitely see a lot of that. I've already seen a lot of that. I definitely feel an increase in that. So watch that. Okay, so let's go with something I want to read to you here in a minute as my computer decides to click up here. I'm reading from, this is not my stuff, so I'm going to give credit to where this stuff is found. It is at www.astroloid.com. .org. That's astrolore.org. Four simple steps to enjoy Mercury retrograde. Yeah, you heard me right. Enjoy Mercury retrograde. Okay. All right. Number one, here's the four steps to enjoy what we're going through. All right. Don't be afraid, worried, or concerned. I know that it is easier said than done. But please forget all the terrible things you have heard about Mercury retrograde. There are no astral conditions that we need to block ourselves from in fear. We simply need to learn how to make the best use of the cycles as we encounter them. Okay? And I honestly love Mercury retrograde cycle. I feel that during these times, I can finally catch up with all the things that I have left undone since Mercury turned direct after the last retrograde cycle. Okay? So this person, I'm going to break this down. So this person just says, hey, no, they love Mercury retrograde. They take this time to really reflect, to really look upon themselves. And so step two, according to what they do, is to get a notebook. And I read this stuff earlier, so I'm just going to break it down here. I don't like reading stuff and I just don't work that way. Spirit just wants me to break things down. So I'm just going to break it down to my stuff, okay? So basically step two is make a list of everything that you have begun but not completed since March 17th. Okay, so look back at March 17th. Look at all of the things that you begun since March 17th and then write them down. Okay? So whatever you started in March, since March up to now, write all that stuff down that you haven't completed. Okay, like you haven't paid that bill or you haven't taken care of that or you were going to do this or that and that. Okay, write it down. Okay, make a list. Okay, then step three, get to work. Accomplish what is on the list and only what's on the list. Don't add to your list. Okay. So, all right, so work on those things. That would be a good thing, to work on those things, get them out of the way finally. Okay, so slow down, take some time to yourself, work on that list, okay, and then accomplish that. Step four, don't be tempted to start new projects, begin new commitments, new relationships, or new jobs. This would not be the time, my friend, to start a new relationship, especially with this Mercury retrograde. Not going to work out. Sorry, tell you, not going to work out. So I would wait until July 20th and see that happening. I would take this time to really look at yourself and you know, just reflect. You know, work on you right now through these next few weeks here. You know, while we're waiting for this to go direct, and it goes direct on July 20th. So, you know, we only have a little bit more time if you look at it. You know, that's not very far off. So really take some time here and reflect upon yourself. All right, let me go back over to my switchboard here. All right, so hopefully that helps you a little bit. And, you know, a lot of times it's our fears, you know, that get in our way. And I just want to talk about that. You know, fear of what? You know, what are we afraid of? You know, I think I asked this one other time. You know, what are we afraid of? And I think a lot of times it's unknown. It's change. You know, I'm about to make a trip. Take a trip here. And am I a little concerned? A little bit, yeah. I mean, I have to fly. You know, I'm going out. You know, I know these people a little bit. I don't know them all that well. I've read for them. They're really good people and been around them for a long time. But this is going to be taking me way out of my comfort zones. But that's okay. That's what we need right now. We need to be out of our comfort zones. Do you know that we're too comfortable? We're too stuck. And it's okay. You know, the Spirit wants me out of my comfort zones and been trying to do that. Now it's going to pull me out of there. And that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. You know, we need to trust Spirit. But I'm not going into a place of fear, you know. I'm going into a place of trust. You know, it's all in the way we look at things. I'm going actually to Colorado to you know, visit with them. And then we do have an event scheduled in Colorado. You can find that information over on my website at www.insightswithmichael.com if you're in Colorado. A lot of you listen to me. You're in that area. I would love to see you. You know, I'll be there on a Friday night. And so, but, you know, I would love to meet you. So if you can, come there to that event. So you can find that information again on www.insightswithmichael.com. But, you know, it's, you know, trusting Spirit. Saying, okay, hey, you know what? I'm all right with this. Because, you know, if we don't get out of our comfort zones, we are never going to find those possibilities and those things that could be waiting for us. I really feel like that this trip to Colorado is a launching pad to something else for me. I feel that with everything inside of me. And I want to explain some things to you about this trip and how this came about. Okay, they mentioned it. We had it planned for last year. It did. The timing wasn't right. It wasn't time yet. And then they mentioned it. I think we started talking about it again in May of this year. And, you know, just briefly. And then in June, we really started hammering this thing down, which is now in this month. But when we first started looking at this, you know, they said, well, we're thinking about bringing you out. And I thought, well, okay, I'm going to go to the computer and look up some flights. And I picked a day to look at. And I want you to listen very carefully here. And nothing had been said in concrete. We were getting ready to plan an event, and I said, that's okay, go plan it whenever you want. I didn't know when this was planned yet. And so I just went to the computer and typed in a date of July 19th is when I saw the event in Colorado. 2 days later, I was talking to the lady that is orchestrating this for me, and she said, well, we went ahead and booked the room for July 19th. I was like, whoa. And then I explained to her. It's those wow moments. It's those moments when you know that you know that you know. And that's what we have to get. We have to trust the intuition inside of us. I'm getting excited. I'm about to stand up here. But, you know, it's July 19th. You know, and you know, it's amazing how Spirit works. You know, there's a lot of things that we just have to trust sometimes in our lives, and this is it. For a long time now, I know that Spirit was about to bust something open here for me. I believe with everything inside of me that I'm going to make a contact down there, and things are going to take off. I believe that with everything inside of me. But if I didn't, you know, get out of my box, none of that would be possible. Sometimes we have to go where Spirit wants us to go. And right now, I want you to listen to me. A lot of you are being told that you should move into different areas. But you're afraid to move. You're comfortable where you are. You've lived in the same house for whatever years. And you're okay right there. You can be okay right there, but what are you missing? What are we missing by being okay in our boxes? You know, I had a friend one time that always told me, Michael, you're missing so many opportunities because you are so wound up in a box. It made me mad at the moment, but it was true. And it's still true in some ways. But I'm doing my very best to get out of those boxes because I want all that Spirit wants for me. I just don't want a little bit of the cake. I want the whole cake. I want all that Spirit has for me. And that's what Spirit's asking you tonight. As you listen to my voice, Spirit said, what do you want? You can have that and more. Do you know that inside of us is so much unlimited potential that it's just waiting for us to tap into? We are not even close to the iceberg. There's so much the Spirit wants to do in our lives. And all they're waiting for is us to say, yes, I want it. That's all they're waiting for. They're saying yes to us. Are we saying yes to them? They're just waiting for us to step into our destiny, into that place. A lot of you are really close, and that's great, and that's awesome. But let's go a little higher. You know, last night I was sitting here at the computer and I got a little frustrated, and I want to explain to you why. Because last night I was sitting here and that was not me. I do not like to ask for money. I don't like it. That's not me. And I apologize for that because I was way out of my comfort zone and that's just not me. We got to be us. And it's okay to be us. And we got to learn how to do that more and more. To be us. Yes. Do I need help every once in a while with money on the show? Definitely. There's a donation button. It's at the very top of the page at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. It's always there, waiting for you to click on it whenever you feel like you're supposed to click on it. All right? So, there are going to be some changes coming up on the program in July, you know, to help us. But there are going to be some changes. Nothing major, you know, crazy-like, but there are going to be some changes. Especially where it comes to calling in here. But those changes will be coming. I would tell you at this moment to book a reading with me, but I would actually tell you at this moment I would hold off until July 1st. I am going to discount those prices over there effective July 1st, so I'm telling you I would hold off and wait for that special that will come on Monday, July 1st. So I would hold off booking a reading with me until then. So you can get those prices, okay? Yeah, I know. Hey, you know, one thing you're going to get from me is honesty, so I'm telling you, I would wait. But those prices will be discounted July 1st. We're going to be running a special for a little bit. Let's see, what else do I need to tell you? If you're in the Springfield, Missouri area, and you were planning on coming to that event, right now that event is still scheduled. Please listen. If you're planning on going to that event, That event is still scheduled, but there is a very good chance that it's going to be canceled. I'm trusting Spirit to get me there. My car's broke at the moment. I'm having a hard time figuring out how I'm going to get there. I wish I could just transport myself, but I don't have that. Well, I have that gift, but I just don't know how to use it yet. But one day we might be able to do that. I believe we will one of these days. But right now, I don't know how to get that to work. But we're still going to plan that event, and we're going to believe that Spirit will get me there. All right? But right now, that event is tentatively scheduled, I'm trusting Spirit to get me there. All right. So we'll see what happens. All things work for good for those that are called. So we'll see what happens. The one thing that I want us to do tonight as we get ready to close out here is I want us to surround all of our stuff that's electronic right now. I want you to picture everything in your house that's electronic right now. Put that in your head. I want you to think of everything that's electronic in your house. Your lights, your computers, your cell phones, your toasters, your microwaves, your refrigerators, maybe your cooking stove, washers, dryers, and on and on and on and on and on and on. Okay, you got all that in your head? Yeah, I know a lot. Do you know that we forget that a lot of our stuff is ran by electronics? I was in a restaurant today, and I was thinking, man, what would happen if all of a sudden all the electronics just went away, just stopped working? I looked around at the people in the restaurant, and I was thinking, a lot of these people wouldn't know how to deal with this, with you and I. We take a lot of things for granted on our planet. One of them is electronics. A lot of them is communication. A lot of us have cell phones. A lot of us, I wouldn't be talking on the phone right now. We wouldn't be on air right now. So I'm thankful for electronics, and I'm thankful for technology, and I'm thankful for the ways that we communicate. Let's keep that on our planet. Let's cover everything right now. I want you to visualize all your electronic stuff, and now I want you to visualize everything electronic being surrounded in a bubble of white light. White light, everything electronic right now. You're going to need it, guys. Do not let this go by. You're going to need that. So cover everything electronic right now in your home, in your car, everything, anything electronic. Cover it with white light. Do it right now. Do not put this off. If you're listening to me archive, do this right now while you're listening to this program archive. Don't brush this off, because if you brush this off, then you're going to have problems. I would white light everything right now. Father, Mother, God, we pray for everything electronic. Right now, I pray and cover everything in our country. Not just our personal stuff, but I'm covering everything electronic in our planet right now. Planes, cars, trains, everything electronic right now. Our computers, our cell phones, registers, everything. Father, Mother, God, we thank you for this technology. We thank you for it being on our planet. And we ask you right now to put a white light around it. Our satellites, Father, Mother, God, everything, our TVs, our radios, our PlayStations, our Game Boys, whatever we have. Some of those might be out of date now. But Father, Mother, God, I pray that you would just cover them right now with white light. Father, Mother, God, during this time of Mercury retrograde, we thank you for this protection. We pray for Blog Talk Radio right now. During this Mercury retrograde, I'm praying that every show on Blog Talk Radio, every show on Blog Talk Radio, runs smoothly. Right now, I cover Blog Talk Radio, this great form of communication that we can use tonight to reach out to the world. I pray for every show on Blog Talk Radio right now. From spirituality to sports to whatever, to news, to talk, whatever's on Blog Talk Radio, I pray for every single show. And I ask that you would have clear communication during this time. Life is frustrating enough. Give us clear communication during this Mercury retrograde. Let us use it to look at ourselves and to get some of those things done that we need to get done, those things that we put off. Let this be a time of reflection. Guide us through it. Because Mercury retrograde, Father, Mother, God, is here to show us things about ourselves that we need to work on. And as those things come up, let us work on those things. Let us use these weeks here to better ourselves. That when this goes direct again in July on the 20th, that we would be ready to advance forward. Stronger, better, bigger. Father, Mother, God, we thank you for this, and we say namaste, and we say amen. I appreciate you listening to Spiritual Talk Radio tonight. Hopefully you got something out of it. Hopefully the Mercury retrograde stuff helped you in some way. If you would like to get hold of me, there's a couple ways you can do that. You can drop me an email at insightswithmichael.com. You can also write me at youareawakening@gmail.com. You can go to www.insightswithmichael.com, and you can use the contact form over there. There's lots of ways to get hold of me. There's actually a phone number over there on that website at www.insightswithmichael.com. You can call that thing. That's my business number. If you don't get me direct, and I will tell you that I do answer that phone sometimes, and if you don't get me, just leave a message. I'll get back. Be sure that your message is clear and that your name is clear and all that. Today, I got talking about that. I got a contact form thing today and it made no sense to me. So if that was you, you know, you might want to write me back because I can't make sense out of that. So I'm just telling you, we're in Mercury retrograde. So if you're going to contact me, please be really precise and really clear on your communication to me, okay? And I'll do the same with you, all right? But if you contacted me through the contact form on the website and this is you, I have no idea what that it means. So you might want to contact me back and be a little more clear and precise on that, all right? I don't even know how to contact you. So please contact me back. All right, we're done. Have a good night. We will be back on air. I'm so excited what I'm about to announce. Because I didn't think it was going to happen. I had a little bit of doubt, a little bit of fear had moved in. But I'm so excited for what I'm about to say. We will be back on air on July 1st at 11 a.m. Central. I'm going to say that again. I just love the sound of it. July 1st, 11 a.m. Central. We will continue moving forward. It is thankful to you. I wanted to say to everybody that donated last night on our show, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you want to make a donation, thank you in advance. Because it is you all that keep pushing us forward. And thank you so much for doing it. Thank you so much for believing in me. Thank you so much for believing in Spiritual Talk Radio and what I'm trying to accomplish here. A lot of you get it. A lot of you understand it, and a lot of you don't. but you still listen, and I appreciate that. And a lot of you can't give, and I understand that. Pray for me. Do you know that there are some times that I'm sitting in my living room, and I'm a little upset about whatever, and all of a sudden I feel a tingly thing? I know that somebody's praying for me. Have you ever had that? You just know that somebody's out there praying. I had that a lot, and so I appreciate that. I appreciate every one of you, not just the ones that give. I want to be clear on this. Mercury retrograde, I want to be clear. I thank every one of you for being a part of this program. In June, we've had amazing numbers. But that's not what this show's about. It's never been about the numbers. It's been about one thing and one thing only, and that is your spiritual growth. And I am so excited to be able to continue the mission here on Spiritual Talk Radio of bringing you an awakening show so you can awaken. I want to say that again. Some of you are getting ready to get what I'm about to say, and some of you won't. But this is an awakening show helping you awaken. I learn every time I come here. This show is totally channeled. I don't have any notes in front of me. I don't have anything that I read off of, except sometimes I'll go to a website and try, and like tonight, Spirit said, break it down. Because that's what Spirit wants. Spirit is so simple. This is not hard to get, guys. One thing. Join me Monday. I'm gonna announce the show for Monday. Monday's subject is going to be the greatest commandment, which is love thy neighbor as thyself. Join me for what I believe is going to be a very powerful show Monday, July 1st, 11 a.m. Central, right here on Spiritual Talk Radio. Our better days are ahead. Not just for this program, but for us individually. We got to believe that. We got to see it. We got to get it. Get it done. See it, believe it, receive it. Better days. I know right now that for a lot of you it's tough. I know that. I'm right there with you, honestly. But I know what I know that I know. And that is this. That Spirit has never, ever, ever failed me. And not about to do it now. I can't think of a time in my life that I can say that Spirit quit on me. And you can't say it either. And if you can say it, contact me. Let me know. Give me evidence when Spirit quit on you. Let's talk about it. Because I don't think it ever has. It never will. It might look that way some days. It might get really dark sometimes in our storms of our lives. It might get a little loud with thunder, and lightning might flash like crazy, and the wind might blow, and we might not think we're going to be able to stand. But we always stand because Spirit makes us. I think about a story as I get ready to close that I learned from my aunt in church at Sunday school. It was about these two people that built two houses. One built his house on sand, and one built his house on rock. Which one do you think stood when the storms came, when the water bashed in? Not the one built on sand. Not the one built on sand. We got to have solid beliefs. We got to believe what we believe, and we got to stand on that. Thank you for believing in Spiritual Talk Radio. Thank you for believing in the work here. Come back and listen on Monday, and we'll talk about love that goes beyond our understanding. And we'll do a whole lot of other stuff. So who knows for sure what we'll do on Monday, but that's what I sort of have outlined. All right. So have a great weekend. You have been listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. And we're going to say goodnight for now. Bye-bye, guys. Better days are ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4. Moving down the line comes a train of sorrow, crossing on your heart and mind, where it stops a while. You can buy your ticket now for a sad tomorrow. It's a long way down the line till you find your way. Hold on and we can make it together. Sunshine is gonna clear up the weather. Better days are coming. From day to day, someone's there to watch us. You can ease your tired soul if you raise your head. Riding over rocky ground makes you kind of wonder if you're gonna make it last through another day. Hold on, and we can make it together. Clear up the weather. Better days are coming. Better days are coming. Time for a celebration. There'll be a new tomorrow. Time for a jubilation. Jump off the train of sorrow. There'll be a brighter morning if you can tell this story. Ride on a train of glory, not on a train of sorrow. No, 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 no. The train.